Hey, I'm Anna, and here's a look at form and structure in Ted Hughes's Bayonet Child. So the irregular structure and form of the poem reflects the unpredictable nature of war. The poem begins in medias res, which means in the middle of the action. This creates a sense of urgency, and it also highlights the chaos of war. The poem itself is split into three stanzas. The first one describes the soldier going over the top, the danger of the moment, and the way that he feels. In stanza two, time slows down, and the soldier begins to question why he's even there. Then in stanza three, the soldier has no time at all to think. He seems to have lost his humanity and becomes a machine of war. What do you think this transition does? I think the way that it might even be, you know, even though it's only describing a short moment, you know, the soldier going over the top, questioning why he's there, and then becoming a machine of war, I think it may represent the process of being in a war at all, right? This idea of, you know, you go there and you feel, you know, all this fear, and then there's this time where you reflect on, you know, why you're even there. But then in the end, you're kind of transforming into this machine of war. The poet uses different techniques to make sure that the poem lacks uniformity. He does this also to reflect the unpredictable nature of war. These include free verse, irregular line length, enjambment, which means sentences flowing over the line, and caesura, which means breaks in the line. The use of enjambment quickens the pace of the poem, as the lines kind of, you know, flow into each other and go on and on. If you wanted to make comparisons with Bayonet Charge and another poem, you could look at the reality of conflict, so you know what war is really like. And the poems that would be really good for that are War Photographer, Charge of the Light Brigade, Remains, and Exposure. If you want to look at internal conflict, so you know feelings inside you that conflict with the things that you're having to do or things you're choosing to do, you might want to compare Bayonet Charge to Kamikaze and Poppies. If you wanted to look at the conflict between man and nature, you might want to compare this poem to Storm on the Island, The Prelude, and Exposure.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!